Jay Bechtel is the CEO of South Peninsula Behavioral Health Services, better known as the Center. And he says roughly 80% of the services the Center provides are paid for by Medicaid.
So we work on a reimbursement. We provide the service. We write a note to the state saying we did this service. The state pays us for that service. As of Tuesday next week, any note we write saying we did that service, they'll say, thank you. And maybe we'll have money someday, maybe we won't.
To be clear, the government is legally obligated to reimburse providers for Medicaid services. But unless the legislature provides that funding in next year's capital budget, payments for services provided before the beginning of the new fiscal year in July could be delayed.
We would be able to make it. It would wipe out our rainy day fund, our savings fund. It would really limit our ability to do some expansion work and refurbishment on some buildings we want to do. It would limit our ability to expand some programming going forward. But we would continue to operate and provide the service for our clients and make sure our staff are paid on time.
Bechtel says if the state decides to reimburse providers in one lump sum payment, it should be able to restore its savings. But if the state pays back the center over time, Bechtel says it will have to make cuts.
It means clients don't get service. It means people don't have jobs. It means people get laid off. It means people with significant mental illnesses aren't getting their medication on time.
This would obviously be very devastating to many healthcare providers, including many small hospitals and skilled nursing facilities.
Becky Holtberg is the CEO of the Alaska State Hospital and Nursing Home Association. She says if payments are delayed, it could mean some providers will shut down completely and stop offering services. But she says don't panic yet.
The good news is that legislators are aware of the situation, and we expect an amendment will be offered to include the funds in the capital budget. I would not be worrying about this situation at this point in time. It's too early to be concerned about whether or not you're going to be able to get services or see your doctor. Let's let the legislature have the opportunity to fix this.
She says larger operations such as South Peninsula Hospital should be just fine. But there is another issue for hospitals such as South Peninsula.
So at this point, Medicaid is not paying for the full cost of a hospital stay.
And that's what really concerns South Peninsula Hospital. Dorotha Ferrero is the spokesperson for the hospital, and she says they will continue to provide services for people if Medicaid reimbursement is delayed. But she says this latest issue follows 2 years of cuts to Medicaid.
That is a really big deal. We've had 2 years in a row of 5% cut in Medicaid funding. And so if the state does that again, and that's compounded on top of delayed payments from the current year, that really puts a lot of pressure on the healthcare providers in the state.
The House Finance Committee is scheduled to discuss the capital budget today, but the committee did not begin its meeting before deadline. If the Finance Committee does write Medicaid funding back into the budget, the capital budget will still need to be approved by the full House, and any changes will have to be reconciled with the Senate. Reporting in Homer, I'm Renee Gross.